To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
With spring just around the corner, it's time to get your toes ready to be seen. And David, mine definitely need help. Help!
Just for today's show, mine are all ready and painted pink.
Woohoo! Well, sorry. I have...
That's an awful image you can't unpaint. I'm sorry.
That's not so bad. Mine are even worse. I have last summer. God, how is this even still possible? My daughter and I painted our toes blue with this, our toenails, I should say, blue with this wonderful non-toxic nail polish that peels off. I don't understand how it hasn't peeled off on this one particular toe, but that's another topic. But it is really fun, though, when you can find good non-toxic products to work with your kids. So let's talk about our toes. What do you recommend? Toenails, I should say.
I'm still stuck on blue. Is blue the new in color?
Yeah. I don't think so. She's eight. She thought it was fun. You know, you go along
okay,
with it.
Okay. I remember seeing a lot of blue when I was in high school, but I thought that color left.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of people want to go get professional pedicures. I mean, obviously, we can talk about ways of things you can do at home. We'll do that in a minute. But one of the biggest trends that I started seeing that I'm going to tell you is probably one of the most dangerous, and I do traveling around the world, and I saw it when I was over in Asia, but over here in the U.S., they started doing it. I don't know if you've ever done this, but those little Asian fish pedicures, have you done this?
I have not done it, but I've seen it on certain shows, like Ugly Betty, they had an episode about it. I've seen it in magazines, and no, it's not something I think I would enjoy.
I got to tell you, I mean, I wouldn't want to feed fish by putting my hands in the tank, and so here people will put their feet into these tubs with tons of these little tiny fish that truly, they don't have teeth, so it's safe, and they're supposed to nibble away at the dead skin cells and help create almost like a pedicure effect, and it's supposed to be this trendy thing. But the problem is, these fish have bacteria. The fish Ew. Tanks can't be cleaned effectively. Let's face it, you got live animals in there. And so, really, those are things, while it was cool to think about or maybe trendy or something people wanted to try, you really got to stop and not do it and avoid them, because truly you're exposing yourself to all kinds of bacteria, infections, and especially if you either have a cut or a wound or bug bites on your feet or your ankles, imagine when you put that into the water with all this bacteria.
Oh, that does not sound good at all. So what are some better ways for us, David, subjecting our feet to little nibbling fish?
Wait, I mean, obviously, a lot of women can enjoy, go have a girl's day and get a manicure and a pedicure and have fun. My suggestion is I love being able to do things more at home. You can save money in doing so. You can make things more naturally. And so let's take a look at what you want to do. Is, first of all, you want to soften the skin and get rid of the dead skin cells. And you hear me say that on every part of the body as we start talking, whether it's your elbows, your knees, your feet, your face, your hands. It is something you and I talk about constantly. And so soak your feet in warm water with a little bit of soap, a cup of vinegar, which you've heard me talk all about. Vinegar is going to help eat away at some of the dead skin cells. It's going to help get rid of some of the calluses. Scrub away the dry skin and then apply a nice balm. And that's going to soften up the feet. From there, you want to treat your nails on your feet just like you would your hands. We've talked about things in the past about your diet. You know, make sure you have enough calcium in your diet. Make sure you have enough vitamins like C and E. There's all kinds of things, because you want to treat the nail bed on your feet just like you would your hands. So you want to make sure they're not brittle. Women like to paint their toenails. And so take a look at every aspect. You know, we take a look at our hands, that way you need to do the same with your feet. So take a look at your diet, and there are definitely things that can make a difference there. The other is, whether you do it at home or whether you do it at a professional salon, I want to talk about things you can do to help protect your feet and protect and save that pedicure you just did. One is, this sounds so simple, but you'd be surprised. Wear slippers or flip-flops. In Florida, it may be flip-flops because it's warm, but wear slippers. And what you're doing is protecting your feet, protecting the new soft skin. Otherwise, walking around on a tile floor, bumping your toes into a table, which I do because I'm a total klutz, all you're doing is,
you're not
is hurting your feet again. Most people probably aren't as much so klutz as I, but these are just simple things you can do that will help keep your feet soft and your nails. The other is, you know, you you take a look at when you do your hands in a manicure, but take a look at when you do your toenails. Have them apply, or you apply, a base coat and a top coat. The base coat will help prepare it as it goes on the nail bed. The top coat's going to help protect it so it lasts longer. And so, you know, this is a simple step, but often people just put on the nail polish and overlook the finishing touches. So that would be something. The other is moisturize your feet daily. And because if you don't, your skin is going to start drying out and actually accelerate the signs of aging, just like it does on our face. And so you're going to have rough, dry feet with nice-looking toenails. It doesn't match. Women like to wear all kinds of shoes and high heels and show off their feet. They want to look good from head to toe. So here's a step that's often overlooked. And I'll tell you, especially before putting on shoes, definitely use a salve or a balm or something like that. I mean, what do you do?
I am not the one to ask. I do not really take great care of my... Well, I take great care of my feet in that I wear shoes that fit. And I, you know, very careful about making sure not to wear high heels and things like that. I know women, I know a lot of women love to wear high heels. But no, I haven't done this. That's why I'm so excited about this, because I need to start learning from you. Oh my gosh. I have socks on right now. I wouldn't want you to see my feet.
Well, I got to tell you, before you put your socks on, put a balm on, you know, and put a salve on that we've talked about. But, you know, we talked, you and I have done stuff talking about the hands, and we talked about a spa treatment. But here's a similar type treatment you can do your feet. This is something that's relaxing. Let's face it. You know, we all like a spa treatment. I say this, women, you ladies are always on the go. Okay, you're taking care of kids, you're taking care, you know, the family, the house, you're working, you're running here to there, going to the PTA, grocery shopping, and I won't admit it, but I'll stumble through it. You take care of us guys because most of us are lazy and couldn't do it without you. But it's true. When do you take a moment for yourselves? And most women that I know don't. They don't feel they deserve it, and you do. Take a minute and relax and take care of the simple things that will bring pleasure to you. And so here's a treatment, a spa treatment you can do at home. Go to your local craft store and get a little bit of paraffin wax. If you ever made candles or you find paraffin wax, it's so easy to get anywhere these days. It's a simple item. So take a little bit of paraffin wax. Take a little bit of an olive oil. Olive oil has all kinds of nutrients, helps soil and moisture. Take a vitamin E capsule. Pour all this into a little simmering pot. Take a little bit of shea butter you and I've spoken about that you get at the farmer's market and drop it in there. And what's going to happen as it dissolves and mixes together and warms up, it's going to be a liquid. Take it off the heat, okay? This time, paint it. Don't dip your feet into a hot pot. Make sure it's not going to burn you. And then paint it over your feet from the toes, the bottom, the top, all the way up into the ankles, and let it sit for 10 minutes. What it's going to do, the heat is going to soften the skin. Number two, you've got the warmth of all this that's going to help. The paraffin's going to help seal in moisture. The olive oil, the vitamin E, the shea butter are going to deliver all kinds of nourishment, all kinds of lipids that are going to help soften the skin, heal the skin, and then just peel it away. And you're going to be so relaxed afterwards. It's just something that's soothing. And what's it take? 10 minutes of your time, costs nothing to do. It's all natural. There's no chemical in this. And what a great thing. I mean, you deserve it. You deserve it. And then it's going to help.
I do deserve it.
Well, then why don't you do it?
I do deserve it, darn it.
But that's the truth. But why don't you do it? Okay. Okay.
No, I really will.
But not just you.
But
all our listeners, you women are constantly busy. And so they don't take time for themselves. So these are just simple things we can do. So whether you do a professional manicure, pedicure out, whether you do it at home, you know, these are just simple things you need to do to take care of yourself to look good from head to toe.
It's so true. Now, David, I'd love to talk about when you're getting the pedicure, you need to bring your own equipment, right? Or your own tools, just like with the manicure?
I suggest it, because often those tools are not cleaned well. And let's face it, not everybody's feet are clean either. So you're exposing yourself to bacteria if you don't. So bring your own tools. And again, if you're going to soak in a tub, I put a drop of a tea tree oil even in it to help kill the bacteria.
Okay. And it's such a relaxing thing to do. I've had one pedicure and it was really, really nice. So I advise you to take David's advice, do your pedicure, and just remember to tune in. I'm Lisa Davis with health and beauty expert David Pollack, and this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. I hope you all stay well. Take care of those toes. Spring is just around the corner and we are going to have some fun. Be good to yourself. Thanks so much.